Mono Lake is rising again thanks to last year's atmospheric rivers, but will it keep growing toward a healthy lake level? A decision made by the State Water Board 30 years ago allows the City of Los Angeles to extract the maximum amount of water it can legally take from the lake annually, but the city is not required to take that much, and Mono Lake advocates are urging it not to in 2024. That would allow the lake to build off the gains made last winter. Jeffrey McQuilkin is executive director of the Mono Lake Committee. He says perpetually low lake levels caused by excessive diversions are doing harm to the region's ecology, economy, and tribal resources.
It's really a moment to give this some thought. Why increase diversions from the Mono Basin, given all that we know about how far behind the lake is and getting to that management level, the air quality problems that come from the lake being low, the threat we had just, you know, a year and a half ago of predators getting out to the nesting islands, like cultural heritage concerns expressed by the Mono Lake Kuzetika tribe. Just a ton of reasons to lock in those gains from last year and keep the lake on the rise. Why increase diversions in 2024? And we're hopeful that that the mayor and leadership in Los Angeles would say, yeah, we don't need to do that.
Rules adopted by the State Water Board govern the amount of water Los Angeles can take. The goal was to let the lake rise back up in 20 years to an elevation of 6,392 feet, which is required by the public trust doctrine. But it's now 30 years later, and that has not been achieved. Mono Lake advocates believe those operating rules need to be updated. And for McQuilkin, the State Water Board and Los Angeles have an important decision to make to help the lake this year and into the future.
It's a decision-making process that's going to take, you know, leadership within the city. The mayor is important. The city council is important. The DUP commissioners are important to this. And of course, the city's got considerations and that needs to get worked into it. But I think this really fits the long-term commitments that have been made and really good water management for the city as well. But in the past, the practice has been to just maximize the allowed diversions every year. So I think this is the first time it's going to really get some serious consideration amongst those leaders of what's the choice this year. And we certainly hope they go with just leave things unchanged, don't take more water.
In recent years, Los Angeles has made great strides in water conservation with the implementation of measures like stormwater capture and watering restrictions. In 6 months between October 2022 and April 2023, the city captured about 20% of its annual water use. Water from the Mono Basin amounts to less than 3% of the city's water needs, and public sentiment now leans towards saving Mono Lake. Over the decades, understanding has grown about the value Mono Lake and other saline lakes have to the chain of life in the region, from insects to humans. Just how vital is reflected in a recent decision by a group of scientists and conservationists, including the Mono Lake Committee, to seek a higher level of protection for the Wilson's phalarope, a species of bird that gathers in Mono Lake in the fall and migrates thousands of miles to salty lakes in the mountains of South America. The group just filed a petition with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to list the bird as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. McQuilkin says climate change is impacting the habitat they require to survive.
They depend on salt lakes and the interior west of the United States. So Mono Lake is part of that. Great Salt Lake is important, Abert Lake. We feel fortunate for the protections that we at least have on paper and are trying to implement at Mono Lake. Some of our sister salt lakes don't even have those. And as a result, there's some real concern about the future of the phalaropes and what would happen to them if Great Salt Lake declines further. There's been a lot of talk about that. And so there's been a petition put in for threatened status under the Endangered Species Act for the Wilson's phalaropes in an effort to bring some focus and attention to all the salt lakes and what their futures are.
What happens next for Mono Lake depends on the State Water Board and the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power. The city could start taking the maximum amount of water allowed for this year starting April 1st. The Mono Lake Committee is preparing to make their case for letting the lake level continue to rise. Vic Bedoyan reporting for KPFA News and KFCF Radio.